Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Rise Up with Janina Chan, where we rise up together every chance we get and have fun while we're at it. Hey guys, welcome back to Rise Up. I am back, and today we are talking about another stressor, or ano ba? It's actually stress itself, which is anxiety. Oh, we hate worrying, hate having to stress and deal about whatever it is, be it for work, deadlines, being overwhelmed by, I don't know, a personal problem probably. Well, I hope this episode gives you guys light and more direction and awareness, as it is also helping me refresh my mind on the subject. I do love doing my solo episodes like this because I always make sure na I share with you guys things that I am personally passionate about too, and things that I'm personally interested in, and this is one of them too. Kasi alam naman natin, anxiety and stress, madaling sabihin na always look at the bright side or, you know, silver linings, but sometimes it's really harder to apply. So here are the top 10 habits that make anxiety worse, and hopefully we can overcome them. I also have some suggestions on how we can rise up from them. Okay, number one is poor eating habits or skipping meals. Well, skipping meals part, as long as you know that you're doing it properly. Okay, alam ng mga one meal a day people yan, especially sa mga nagda-diet. But I would not have done it if it weren't for my trainer, and kung if I didn't know that I could do it properly, I wouldn't have done it. So, but if Nikas and I, and if you're not doing it correctly, skipping meals actually causes hypoglycemia that can lead to symptoms like irritability, and about nervousness, dizziness, also lightheadedness, and also weakness in general. And poor eating habits can also affect your intake of essential nutrients. That's very necessary para, you know, yung mental health natin, di ba, mag-develop properly and our nervous system functions properly. A suggestion for this is to have healthy eating windows, because actually fasting, when done right, is actually good for you kasi parang it detoxifies your body from junk. Pero yun nga, make sure that whatever diet you're on, make sure it's well researched, and may legit nutritionist kayo for that, or a trainer that can help you. Ano pa ba? Like eating healthy fats, they help also. Actually, fats have like a bad rep, but they're actually essential in building nerve tissues in the brain. So there are also healthy fats like avocados, salmon, and also healthy nuts like almonds. So we can try taking those instead. So make sure that you are having a healthy, well-balanced diet. And I know, especially on IG, I've been getting a lot of questions about my healthy fitness journey, weight loss journey. Kasi nga, mas inflamed ako noon. Mas maga. And I mean, there's nothing wrong, ha? I mean, I'm appreciative of all looks. Pero ako personally, I just feel more confident now na hindi na ako inflamed or as inflamed. Maybe we'll do another podcast episode on that, because it literally has been months since the first time I drastically changed my diet and nutrition. So maybe we can have Coach on the show again, or maybe ako lang, and or maybe a vlog para may ano tayo, may evidence. Okay, abangan. Number two bad habit when it comes to making anxiety worse is actually drinking caffeine. Oh my gosh, paano na? Coffee is life, diba? And I also love tea. Well, the scientific reason is that caffeine is actually an anxiety amplifier. So literally, it amplifies it. It makes it worse. And the results often are seen a few hours after pa. Kaya hindi natin nare-relate na bad yung caffeine in terms of anxiety, kasi after pa siya. So sometimes we don't make the connection between the two. But a suggestion is having caffeine-free drinks or soda na caffeine-free, because most sodas, actually all sodas na commercialized, they have caffeine. Not unless it says caffeine-free, of course. But, you know, you can have your own homemade sodas. And I personally have a soda maker here. I can share it. Actually, I think it's in my highlights na. My link highlights on IG. You can check it out. My sodarizer. I love it so much. And just add lemon and ta-da! It's super yummy and it pumps you up too. Okay, number three that worsens anxiety is reaching for sugar. Oh my gosh, bakit ganun? But I sound so KJ right now. Okay, ang KJ, bawal na mag-caffeine, bawal pa mag-sugar. Pero again, may alternatives and kaya siya actually. So yes, sugar gives you temporary bliss and it suppresses anxiety and tension temporarily. But studies show that it actually increases the risk of anxiety and depression as well as other health problems. Alam niyo na yan, like diabetes, excessive weight gain, that don't help in the grand scheme of things when it comes to anxiety. Syempre, kung parang feeling natin hindi tayo healthy and we also don't look healthy, then all the more we'll be more anxious for other reasons naman. Alternatives for this, personally, I love sweet smelling teas. Like, I love TWG's caramel tea. Ano ba ba? Hazelnut tea. May mga ganun eh. Mocha tea. They just smell like the dessert, but they actually just taste like tea. So, yun. What else? Cacao nibs or cacao, like tableya. They're actually really good also for our detoxification. So, marami rin siyang antioxidants. So, it's really great for you. Also, healthy fruits, healthy veggies, sweet veggies like tomatoes. And, of course, sugar replacements like stevia. What else? Number four naman is eating processed foods. I know, ang sarap nila, diba? But processed foods contain additives. And according to research also, yung ingredients na yan, they help promote anxiety and does not help when it comes to your mood. So suggestions would be, ano ba? Check the label, mommies. Stick to whole foods, especially pag hindi pa sanay, medyo, oh my gosh, nakakapanibago siya because ma-overwhelm ko when you go to a grocery store and you'll be like, oh my gosh, ang konti lang pala ng options for snacks or for food na hindi processed. For example, cheese. Yung mga square cheese. Wag na tayo doon. Fake na fake yan. Let's just add to cart real cheeses. And they are super yummy too. Number five, unhealthy habit that actually does not help your anxiety is by comparing yourself to others. Of course, mahirap siya ngayon. Especially with one click or one scroll, you can automatically compare how you are doing versus how others are doing. But of course, what's on social media highlights lang yan, diba? We can never fully judge or know what someone is going through. So please, do not compare. I know it's hard, but comparison is literally the thief of joy. Do not let your joy be robbed or stolen from you. And you can combat this by, you know, having a more grateful mindset and attitude towards life by objectively knowing that no one has a perfect life talaga. And just being so grateful and secure with the blessings that you already have really helps. So you can track the things you're grateful for by having a gratitude journal or notebook. Just list them down and know that there is room for everyone also. The happiness or joy or successes or milestones of other people, they don't take away from yours. They don't take away from your value, from your talents, your skills, okay? It's fine. Of course, God will bless them. Let God bless them. You have your own blessings to be proud of and to enjoy. So yeah, there's room for everyone. And also, maybe literally you can lessen your screen time kapag nahihirapan tayo dyan sa pag-compare. And also, maybe you can be more strict with the people you follow, diba? Follow those who make you feel good too, not those that make you feel, I don't know, envious or jealous or make you feel like you lack. Number six is not exercising properly or the lack of movement. Actually, our bodies are really designed to move. So when we don't, our moods drop and our health suffers on so many levels, not just physically, emotionally, mentally. Studies have shown that it really helps our brain function better. Of course, fixes our mood and just sets the tone for the day. Happy hormones, diba? Endorphins. And I know sometimes, especially if you feel stressed, you just want to be in your feelings. It's okay to release them. It's okay to listen to those emo songs for a while. Ilabas mo yan. Okay lang yan. Sis, iiyak mo yan. Go! Habang nasa shower. Habang nasa, huwag na tayo sa rain. Nakaka, ano, lakas maka-flu, diba? Okay lang sa shower habang umiiyak. Oh, tapos yung tipong hindi mo na alam kung ano yung tears mo, yung shower water ba or yung luha mo talaga. Okay lang yan. Basta after that, don't get stuck there, okay? What's important is we move on. We move forward. You know, it doesn't help to sulk all day. So movement is medicine. Go on a walk. Ano ba? Forest bathe. Alam mo yan? Punta kayo sa gubat. Yung safe na gubat, ah. And, you know, bask the beauty of nature. Suggestions for you to incorporate a more healthy, active lifestyle and stick to exercising on a regular basis, really make it into a habit, non-negotiable habit. Sane-sane lang yan. Don't overwhelm yourselves naman or else you really won't do it. Especially if hindi kayo sanay, it's gonna be out of your comfort zones, but it will be worth it. But don't make it beyond comfy na sobrang jahe or sobrang hindi talaga nakakatuwang gawin kasi hassle gawin. You know, it still has to be sustainable. So make it easy to do. Habit bundling. You can connect it to an activity you love doing. Like me, that's why I love working out also, because I love listening to music while working out. And it's made easier kasi dito lang sa bahay. Ang laki pala talaga ng difference when you have to pack all your things, like your shoes and a change of clothes, towel, lahat, versus lalabas lang ako sa kwarto ko and ayan na, I'm just gonna turn on my phone and it's my one-on-one training with Coach Anton. Super convenient. So things like that. Make sure that it is sustainable and make sure na you're gonna wanna keep on doing it because it's easy and it's easy to stick to it. Number 7 is lack of sleep. Okay, these are like basic things, but honestly, we forget to apply them, diba? So actually getting less than 8 hours of sleep can increase repetitive negative thoughts and it can make it harder to let go of negativity. So ayan, research-based yan, huh? So let's have strict cutoffs. What helps me sleep is really lights off. Be comfy, stretch your body, be a cat snuggle, and deep breath. Like, be high on oxygen. Having a sleep routine really helps also. Like, when I'm bundling up in my corner on the bed, I know it's time to wind down. When I'm not looking at my phone anymore, I know it's time to wind down. And it kind of signals my brain to get in a relaxed state. What else? Mood lights, of course, they help. And of course, no more blue screens when it's sleeping time. Down to the last 3. Watching the news actually does not help, especially when it's bad news. Most of the time, the news they post, they're bad news because that's what helps with ratings, diba? Anxiety is actually characterized by excess worry, fear, and watching the news is exactly that. It can just worsen our feelings of anxiety, diba? With that, we can be more selective with the news or the content we consume. Be more selective than tayo sa happy content. Like the other day, I saw a bouquet of cats, of kittens, in cute cups. It was done in a cute way. Totally not animal cruelty, promise. Last 2. Number 9 is not getting enough fluids. So, of course, hydration is super key. Actually, dehydration causes so much stress in your body. And when your body is stressed, you can really experience more anxiety. So, you can hack this by having those tracker water jugs. And sanay-sanay lang yan. Pilitin mo sarili mo. Uminom ka ng tubig. And number 10 is ignoring your anxiety. Of course, it's so important that we get to really address our feelings of anxiousness. Talk to a trusted friend. But in terms of self-care, massages help, hugs help a lot. They are well researched that they reduce stress and they boost your immune system. So physical touch makes you healthier actually. So yun na, lambing moments, hug your mom, hug your significant other. And of course, if it's worse than that, please seek professional help. Stress kills your brain too, so do not get stuck in these levels of stress. And that is it. Remember that our identities are also anchored in Christ. And ano ba sabi sa Bible? We can do all things with Christ who strengthens us. So that is it. Don't forget to pray also. It definitely helps me. You know, we can take the whole day stressing out about something, worrying about something, but it only takes a moment to pray and lift up our worries to God. Ayan, naging Bible study na naman siya, but I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Rise up every chance you get and have fun while you're at it. Don't forget to give us 5 stars if you haven't yet, and we'll see you again next time. Bye, guys! Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear your favorite insights from the show. Tag us at Rise Up with Janina Chan and at Janina Chan via Instagram stories so we can repost. Share this episode to your friends who you want to rise up with and follow us for more. This is produced by the Chinoy Podcast Network in partnership with Podcast Network Asia. Also powered by Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Sign up now for free at podmetrics.co. The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia.
the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.